Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Thursday, January 8th, 2014, and it's cold. It's cold even here in Florida. It's 55 degrees today, and I know that doesn't sound very cold to some of you, but that's very cold for us. And did you hear on the news up in the northern part of the United States, it's 40 and 50 below zero? Very cold today. But we're going to talk about warm things. We're going to talk about how toxic chemicals can make you fat and how detoxing toxic chemicals, removing them from your body, can make you skinny. And my guest today really knows what she's talking about on this subject. Her name is Janita M. Mason, HHPNCMH. She's the founder and medical director of the BioSanctuary Health Clinic and Retreat. And I met her a few years ago when I learned about her work helping people with mental health issues by removing toxic chemicals from their bodies. And you just go to her retreat. She puts you in a non-toxic environment. She feeds you the right organic foods. She makes special programs for you to take the right supplements and everything. And people get better. And she found that as a side effect of this, people were losing weight. So she started looking at what's happening with weight. And we're going to hear all about this today, all about what toxic chemicals make you fat, where they're found, what to do instead. So keep listening. Hi, Janita.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you for having me. I couldn't be more happy than to be on your show kicking this off for the new book.
Thank you. I couldn't be more happy than having you here and having you kick off your book on my show.
And it's so refreshing to be talking on this subject because I know that this is going to touch so many people and help so many people out of the mystery of why they're not losing weight when they should be as well.
Yeah. You mentioned that you had one of your clients had gone through over 30 weight loss programs.
She listed over 30. You name any of those popular ones, and she's done it.
Yeah, I know, because I've done a lot of them, too, and I think a lot of my listeners have. So just before we start talking about the book and the program, I want to ask you just a couple of questions so that the listeners understand who you are and what you do. So first of all, could you tell us what all those letters after your name mean? HHPNCMH.
I'm licensed by the Board of Naturopathic Medicine as a holistic healthcare provider.
Mm-hmm.
That means that I don't have the emergency room tech, and I don't have a prescription pad, which I don't need because when people follow my programs, they'll never need one of those.
Right.
And so I'm happy with that. And then the other acronym is nutritional consultant. But beyond that, I'm a nutritional biochemist. And, let's remember that all doctors before the 1930s who were biological medicine doctors, I practiced biological medicine, and, they had biochemistry degrees. To be a doctor, you had to understand how the body worked because you were using natural substances before Big Pharma got a hold of the standards of care.
Right.
So really, I lean more on science than I do anything that I learned in school, and also having the blessing of being mentored by famous doctors, biological medicine doctors who trained early on in the early 1930s, 40s, such as Dr. Abram Hoffer, Dr. Alighieri, and Dr. Teo Thomas, who I worked with here in Costa Rica.
So tell us how you became interested in approaching medical problems from your viewpoint. Why didn't you just, how did you veer off the path of becoming just a standard medical doctor?
To me, because I'm a scientist who's been involved in this for decades, it's only common sense that, the body has, call it a divine design or call it baseline biochemistry if you want to approach it scientifically. But, there's a way that the body is designed to function, and that design has evolved over 3 million years with, the human cell surviving and developing into what it has over 3 million years. Now, call your spirit anything you want, but our bodies are a product of the earth. We need, we need that relationship with good whole foods and homeostasis, a supportive and enriching environment in order to thrive. Yep. And then when you inject a toxic chemical, what it does is it robs the, not only, you know, it's toxic, but it robs the body of nutrients that the cell needs, that every cell needs, to function in the way that it was designed to function. And when that design is thwarted, when it can't do that, it's a cascade event. And if it's chronic, I mean, you know, if it's once in a while, of course you're not going to suffer probably, you know. But when it's chronic, such as it is today because of the environment that we live in, and if we don't know how to protect ourselves, when it's chronic, you know, things start going bad. And when they go bad, you know, first, you know, we'll experience symptoms, and then, of course, they'll develop into disease if we don't intervene. So, you know, toxins don't belong in the body. That's right. The bottom line. You know, mm-hmm. they rob nutrients from the body, and they destroy tissue as a result. They destroy cells as a result, okay? And it's not only that, it's what they do to our bacteria. You know, we're actually 10 to 1 bacteria over cells. Mm-hmm. Don't get a little bit too much of the limelight. You know, what's happening today is with GMO foods and the toxins in our food, the chemicals in our food, it's wiping out our good stuff. And sometimes, you know, there's the American Gut Project. Everybody should look up the American Gut Project, a group of rock star scientists that are taking samples from people all over the world and putting a lot of data together. But you know, these chemicals, you know, our gut flora, we have lost.
Yes.
Bacteria that was, you know, healthy bacteria, microbes, that, you know, were there 100 years ago that are no longer there because they've been mm-hmm. you know, chemically destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gives the bad bacteria, the gram-negative mostly, the bad bacteria more opportunity. You know, you just give it a little bit of, you know, you give it an inch and it'll take a mile.
Right.
And I'll tell you, being a practitioner that's been testing my patients, because I do not, even though I only use supplements that don't kill people, I'm more careful than psychiatrists. I test everybody. I test every functional aspect of the human body, what's going on under the hood, the gut health and neuroendocrinology, before I write up targeted nutritional therapies and strategies for them, treatment strategies. And 20 years ago when I started my private practice, I rarely saw bacteria dysbiosis, rarely. And today, I rarely don't see it. So
wow.
Part of the foundation protocol, yeah, that's a wow. And
yeah.
You know, I can tell you, you know, like from the GMOs, the chemtrails, the radiation now that we have, it's an epidemic problem, and we need to learn, if we're going to survive, while governments wise up, give them time to wise up, we need to strategize how to survive. And that is, you know, identifying your routes of exposure in your home and workplace and diet, and protecting yourself, getting rid of it, making wiser choices.
Well, we're about to go to break, but before we do, because I know if I ask you another question, you're going to talk for another few minutes. So let's take this short period of time to say that you have a new book, The Science of Losing Weight, which we're about to talk about when we come back. And it's, I have an advanced copy here of a PDF, so I'm looking at it, and it's incredible. And you can, it's not available yet, but if you go to her website, you can get an advanced copy, and she will send you a password so that you can read it right now, even though it's not available. She can't send you the actual book. You can read it online with a password just as soon as you buy it. So her website
is... And actually, you can get started right away on the program because the solution section is pretty much done. And as well, get a free copy of A Gut Feeling, the Sip of the Small Intestinal Bacterial Overgrowth recipe book that collaborates with it.
Right. And you only get the free ebook of the A Gut Feeling if you order it within an hour of the end of the show. So you can go order it right now if you want during the break, or you can wait till the end, but order it right away. Go to biosanctuary.com. That's biosanctuary.com. And it's right there on the front page. You have to kind of scroll down a little bit, but you'll see it. It's really easy to find. So you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest today is Janita M. Mason. She's the founder and medical director of the BioSanctuary Health Clinic and Retreat. And we're going to be talking about the science of losing weight. Stay tuned. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And my guest today is Janita M. Mason, founder and medical director of the BioSanctuary Health Clinic and Retreat. And I'm going to keep giving her website over and over, biosanctuary.com, so that you can make sure that you can go there and order her new book and get immediate access by a special password. Nobody else in the world has this yet except you listeners. She's giving us this very special. So, Janita, I'm just going to let you start talking because I know you have so much to say.
I am about ready to burst.
Go ahead.
By the way, I would love to share some of the warmth and the heat here in Costa Rica at the clinic with you there in Florida.
Oh, thank you. What's the temperature there?
Pardon me?
It's a humid
85, 90 or so. It's warm. It's warm, but it's great. It's great for the losing weight.
That's right. Don't have to go in the sauna. All you have to do is sit outside.
Right. Well, yeah. Or both. So, well, you know, the first thing that I want to lay the foundation, the perspective.
Okay.
Everyone is trained in most all diets, you know, generally speaking, it's just the approaches everyone is concerned about calories, you know, reducing calories and burning them. That's the traditional view of how to lose weight. And we need to shake that because the core value is now that if you have, you know, everybody fluctuates 5 or 10 pounds. We have holidays. We have, you know, we get sedentary sometimes when we're usually not, this and that. But if you have, you know, 20, 30, 40, and anything above to lose, you have likely, and I say that because I'm a scientist, I can't do 100%, okay? But
Yeah. There's
a strong indication, a very strong, let's say 90% strong indication, that you have an actual underlying medical condition or metabolic disorder, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That condition or that disease or metabolic disorder needs to be exposed through testing and then in an evidence-based way strategize a solution and a targeted nutritional therapy to correct it. How many people do we know that diet, that reduce their caloric intake by 500, 1,000, and long-term they are dedicated, they're doing the work, they're
right.
exercising, and they're not losing, okay?
A lot of people.
Yes, my daughter included, you know, when she got hit by the mold infection. So, and it broke my heart. I mean, she was a young woman, 23 years old, had the world at her fingertips, never had to think about what she was eating, and here she was locked in a prison. I call the prison a deprivation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have things that you want.
Right.
Without paying dearly for it.
I know that story.
I think everybody that has the weight to lose knows it today. And that's because it's not about, you know, these diet books. You know, look, we have more diet books. We have more gyms. We have more personal trainers. We have more theories. We have, you know, more, you know, different. It's like rearranging furniture on the Titanic. None of it's working. Or if it works for a little while, and then you just gain it right back, right?
Right.
So we need to look at why. You know, ask the question why. Because we didn't have this problem 100 years ago. We didn't have this problem 50 years ago. You know, it's epidemic now. And the reason is, you know, me being a toxicologist, you know, to be an orthomolecular and epigenetic practitioner, I'm a toxicologist. I have to look at people's environments and how it's affecting them to heal them. Any condition, schizophrenia, addiction, cancer, you name it. You have to look at the organism's environment, and I've been doing that for 20 years to develop strategies to help people heal. So when I started looking at the weight issues of today, how people are gaining weight, can't lose it, or lose a little and gain it right back, and I did this with my whole heart in it because my daughter was affected. You know, we have to remember that. That's what woke me up to all of this. I was trying to help my daughter. So I used everything I know about the environment and how it affects humans, and I was asking the question in my research, what has caused this? My daughter never had an extra pound. She was an athlete, a second-degree black belt, trained almost every day for 12 years. She was a cheerleader, just solid muscle, and bam, on a 5'3" frame, she gained 50 pounds.
Wow, that's a lot for
mold infection. So through that, the truth started surfacing. And then I started treating people specifically for losing weight. I would never treat, when people would come to me for losing weight, I'd say, you know, it's not about losing weight. It's about total body and mind wellness. Well, you tell that to a person that's been trying to lose weight for, you know, 10, 25 years. And they're like, no, it's about losing weight. So anyway, I'll tell you a list for your listeners so that, you know, they can start ingesting this and changing their perspective about what they have to address to get well and lose the weight that they want to lose. It's the toxic environment, both voluntary and involuntary, in the food, the GMOs, the chemicals, in tap water, even in showering in tap water, transdermal exposure. GMOs are really bad because of what they do to the bacterial flora of the gut. And, you know, all these toxic chemicals being ingested, being delivered, you know, breathing them, even, you know, your saliva, when you breathe, if you're in a toxic environment, you know, like, you know, Los Angeles, New York, you know, swallowing your saliva is actually toxic, and we can't avoid that, but we can do things to protect ourselves and get rid of those toxins efficiently before they accumulate into our tissues, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But all these toxins collectively are called body burning. Now, see, there's actually a name now for the bioaccumulation of the toxic chemicals in your environment and diet, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So this bioaccumulation, which, by the way, the gut is the first one assaulted and the first one taken out, which is very unfortunate because gut health is key to the health of the entire body. It starts
right.
in Chinese medicine. Gut health, all health starts in the gut, okay? So here's a list of the things that these toxic chemicals are causing, the conditions and diseases that they're causing that are preventing people from being able to lose weight and causing them to gain weight when they shouldn't be. And what I mean by that is I know many people that eat healthy, that are exercising, that have active lifestyles, and they're paying strong attention, trying not to lose weight, gain weight, and they are anyway. Okay?
Yes.
So here's the list. Intestinal inflammation. Okay, these toxins cause these things. Intestinal inflammation, leaky gut syndrome, digestive malabsorption, insulin resistance, sluggish liver and pancreatic function. You know, when you can't release enough enzymes to break down the fat proteins in carbs that you eat, what's going to happen? You're going to deposit, right? And also they're going to sit around in the gut and cause bacterial dysbiosis, which gives you another, you know, cascade of problems.
And I have to interrupt you. Wait. Sure. Before you go on with the list, we have to go to break, and then you can continue.
Okay. Thank you.
We're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Janita M. Mason. She's the founder and medical director of the BioSanctuary Health Clinic and Retreat and the author of her new book, Science of Losing Weight. And during this break, you can go to her website, biosanctuary.com, order the book, and if you order it within the next hour, you'll get a free ebook of recipes that go along with her way of losing weight. And you want to, and you can also get immediate access through a special website with a special password because the book isn't in print yet. But you can, as a listener, get it today. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Janita M. Mason. She's the founder and medical director of the BioSanctuary Health Clinic and Retreat and author of her new book, Science of Losing Weight, which is available to you, my listeners, today by a special password if you go to her website, biosanctuary.com, and order it. You don't have to wait until it's out in a couple months, whatever it is. You can get that information today and start using it to lose weight. So tell us more, Janita. You were telling us about the list of body conditions that are produced by toxic chemicals that affect
that
your ability to...
Disorders.
Yes. Go on.
Uh-huh.
So go on with that list.
So we ended with adrenal fatigue. When you are outputting low cortisol, you know, cortisol helps to convert food fuel to energy as well. So that could be a cause of weight gain. And, you know, blood sugar dysregulation, which, you know, of course, is another metabolic disorder, will cause adrenal fatigue. So, you know, there's a cascade of events that happen, especially when you hit on the neuroendocrine system, because the neuroendocrine system, your glands that produce the hormones for your body, which are also affected by your ability to digest, that is impaired with these toxic chemicals and what they do to your gut. You know, they cannot help the body convert food to fuel. So so the next one here on the list is bacterial dysbiosis, which is huge. It's the big one today because, you know, and you can look this stuff up. There's plenty of information on the Internet now these days, but you can look this stuff up. The lipopolysaccharides have been in a clinical trial injected into rats and literally in weeks made them obese. And and that is actually the most popular gram-negative bacteria that people express when they develop bacterial dysbiosis. So that right there, you've got a direct link. You've got an evidence-based direct link, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have it creates toxic gut syndrome. Now, this is something I'm very familiar with because I've worked with mental health patients for many years. And I know I was clearing the gut. That was one of my, that's the foundational ethic in my program is, you know, first gut health and neuroendocrine health. And through clearing the gut, I was able, I have actually cleared schizophrenia through clearing the gut toxic syndrome. Okay? That's how, you know, these toxic chemicals that the bad bacteria, the gram, usually gram negative, output, go through the intestines, into the bloodstream, straight to the brain, and completely disrupt brain chemistry.
Yeah.
So that's another one. And they'll also cause you to gain weight or make it very hard. Because, see, collectively, these toxins also, not only do they hurt the gut, but they also impair or completely disable the mitochondria, which is the energy production center of every cell. It's like the nuclear power plant. It impairs the bioaccumulation of toxins, impairs or many times disables that mitochondria from being able to burn fat, carbohydrates, and proteins. So, and that's actually evidence in the lab test that I run. So let's see here, fungal, yeast and mold and fungal infections. Of course, my family was hit by the mold infection one. And let's see, so all of these combined will cause multiple chemical sensitivity, which will also cause people to gain weight. It's just, you know, the list is endless, but those are the highlights that I've been working with.
You know, when I used to work with, I used to work in a doctor's office, with people who had multiple chemical sensitivities. And so I ended up at that, well, that happened after I knew about my own chemical sensitivities. But in my own body, I gained a lot of weight after I started being chemically sensitive. I didn't used to weigh as much as I ended up weighing. I weigh a lot less now, but at one point I weighed 299 pounds. And it was all...
You just weren't going to go to 300, right? Everybody's got their limits, right?
No, it's actually set on the scale, 299 pounds. But I could see people, a lot of the patients that came into this office that I was working in, this is many, many years ago, but a lot of them would either come in overweight or I would just watch their bodies just balloon up. And it wasn't because they were eating a lot of junk food. You know, we had these people on like elimination allergy diets and stuff, and they would just get fatter and fatter and fatter. And so I know it's the chemicals. I know it's the chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, the junk food not only has the chemicals, but, you know, that sets the stage for insulin resistance because, you know, insulin resistance alone, it causes false hunger because by the nature of the metabolic disorder is that if the insulin cannot get the fuel into the cell, right, to set off the brain's hunger alarms, you'll just continue to eat far more than you mm-hmm. need to be satiated.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, you have to shut off the brain's alarm system, that which made you hungry in the first place, right? So, but also, if the fuel cannot get into the cell, guess what? It's going to get deposited. And also, yeah. The visceral fat issue, you know, the muffin bellies, that, you know, I love how these things are so common now, they have their own names. But, you know, the liver will convert, you know, all carbohydrates, well, not all, but carbohydrates that are not used, it will convert those to fat, and that's usually where you get the start of your visceral fat, to get fat around the gut.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just one of them. But, you know, if you have insulin resistance, that means you've been eating a lot of processed food, which also means that you have the chemical toxicity issues as well, inflammation, you know, leaky gut, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there's a list of possibilities, which is why really you want to test. You never want to go into any kind of health program without finding out what, you know, is going on underneath the hood, so you can really get, you know, the best reward, the best kickback from your efforts. You know, my heart goes out to people, honestly. My heart goes out to people. I have friends that, you know, I know how they eat. I know how they take care of themselves. I know how it hurts. It hurts their self-image. It hurts, you know, how they view the world, how people treat them, change. It's just, it's sad. It's a superficial world, but I'm not approaching it from that. I'm approaching it from it's truly a health issue. You know, it impairs your quality of life. In terms of what you can do, and it also, you know, going into older age with the issue really sets you back. So, you know, we want to look at, you know, the solution, the real solution to this. You know, we can't keep dancing in the dark. You know, the calorie burning is not going to happen while you have these metabolic disorders, you know. You're just going to have to work hard, and people give up. They'll do exactly what they're told to do on a diet, and it works or barely works. But the sacrifices that they have to make, you know, they're huge, and you can only do that for so long until you're going to give up. You know, come on, we're human. We're not machines. You know, we need to do something regardless of what the input is.
Right. You know? We need to go to break again. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Janita M. Mason, founder and medical director of the BioSanctuary Health Clinic and Retreat. You can go to her website, biosanctuary.com, and get her new book, Science of Losing Weight. It's not in print yet, but if you buy it today, you'll get a password so that you can get access to it online. And I'm looking at it right now, and it's full of information, all the things that she's talking about. She gives the solutions. You get all the understanding of how the toxic chemicals make your body not able to lose weight and to gain weight. And all the solutions are there. So biosanctuary.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest today is Janita M. Mason. She's the founder and medical director of the BioSanctuary Health Clinic and Retreat. And currently she's in Costa Rica, but is your clinic now in Costa Rica, or do you have other locations?
Yes, it is. Dr. Theo Thomas, who I've mentored for 5 years now, 74 years old, has been in service to others for 44 years and wishes to retire, and has made me his successor here. So I'm actually taking over the clinic here in the clinic retreat in Eco Spa, gorgeous place in Santa Teresa, to help him retire, and there's going to be a changing of the guard. I do practice still in the States, but that is on a very specific timeline. You know, I come in to do the 10-day retreat for people that simply cannot make it to Costa Rica. But it's more fun and much more beautiful and enchanting here.
Yes.
You know, so, Deborah, I know we don't have much more time, and I really want to get the solutions out there. I want to help people engage and tell them what they need to do and start looking at to start getting well.
That was exactly what I was going to say. And I want to make sure that you tell people, like, what they can find in your book with that regard, and also about the 10-day intensive treatment cycle for the Science of Losing Weight.
Absolutely.
It's beginning on February 10th. Go.
The entire, so here's what I'm giving away. It's just, what I want to see is this change, the entire ground, the approach to losing weight globally. Okay, people look at how to do this. So I'm actually giving away in the book the entire solution. Well, I practice here at the clinic, what people are handed here in the clinic. You know, the only thing that I can't do in the book is provide individual targeted nutritional therapies and strategies. But there's a foundational program here, because a lot of people can't even get their tests done before they come in. So we use a foundational protocol while we wait for the tests to come in to get more specific to their individual biochemistry. But everything that I know that is causing weight gain and making it hard to lose is in the foundational protocol, which I share and process, the 60-day strategy. that I share in the book in the solutions section. All the instructions are there, everything from your diet to your targeted nutritional therapy, what vitamins and minerals and that you need to be taking, your smoothie in the morning, the juicing in the evening, the bug killers, how to get rid of bacterial dysbiosis. So that actually leads into some of the solutions that, you know, what they need to start addressing. And, of course, it's always best, and I encourage people, even when they're working on their own, to get the lab work, which I tell, you know, in the solution section, which labs to get, okay? So you want to eliminate small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, if it's present, yeast, fungus, and mold. This you want to look at intestinal inflammation as well as inflammation elsewhere, okay? Because that can be disrupting the neuroendocrine system and causing making it hard to lose weight.
Right.
You want to look at toxic gut syndrome. If you have a lot of mental fatigue, physical fatigue, you know, you're really depressed a lot, anxious a lot, you want to look at toxic gut syndrome because that also causes weight gain, but it's an indicator that, you've got some serious mitochondria issues going on. You want to replace the proper microbial gut flora, and that's with the use of probiotics and organic colostrum, okay? You want to feed your mitochondria. The B vitamins, which, by the way, are consumed, many of them consumed by gut bacteria. You know, because gut bacteria is a living being, it has a diet. And its diet, it actually gets access to nutrients before you do because they sit on the wall of the intestines, consume these nutrients, so they never get a chance to get into your blood system, okay?
Oh, I suddenly understood that just now that when you said that, the mitochondria, which are not, I mean, they're not the mitochondria, but all these microorganisms, which are coexisting in our bodies, but they're separate organisms. They're not our cells. They're robbing our cells of the nutrition because they're right there to eat it up, right where we're eating it. Right where the food is coming down, they're the first ones to get it and they grab it, and then there's no nutrition for us.
There's any specifically for the mitochondria.
Yeah.
They love B vitamins.
Oh, geez. I never understood that before.
I love it when people get the ahas, especially someone like you, the Queen of Green, who's been at this for how many years? I love it when I get to share an aha for something.
Oh, my God.
So thorough.
No wonder my body's not getting nutrition, and we could be, like, taking all these supplements and everything.
You know what? You go get a Myers, you know, people. I tell people here at the clinic, I provide Myers cocktails, which are, you know, intravenous IVs for the first, you know, in the 10-day program, because I have to bypass the gut. To get the show going, I have to bypass the gut, you know. While we heal the gut and get that working well, you just go in and get some Myers cocktail or, and we also do the intramusculars. I just said drench people in the B vitamins to wake up that mitochondria.
Wow.
You want to do liver, kidney, skin, and lymph, the lymph detox. Well, you know, just the general detox, and we use infrared sauna, a lot of ozone. I have my patients drinking ozone. That kills, you know, the gram-negative and the anaerobic bad bacteria. And it's very specific. It's beautiful. Ozone does not touch at all the healthy cells. It is very specific to anything that's not supposed to be there.
Right.
I love the intelligence of the human body. I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
So, you know, and I went through that. You want robust antioxidant support because oxidative stress is, of course, married to, you know, toxic assault. And the antioxidant support will protect you from routes of exposures while you study yours and eliminate them. And then, of course, there's radiation, chemtrail, fluoride, pesticide, BPA, and particularly GMO detox and protection that you want to look at. I give instructions in a book for all of this, which culminates into a 60-day program that is detailed in the book with the SIBO food phases. Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth phases, because you want to eat foods that are easily digested in the small intestine so they don't drift down into the larger and sit around and make more bacteria for you. Now, real quick, before we sign off here, because I know we're getting close, I want to share with people that, you know, we're
4 minutes. We have 4 minutes.
Okay. There's a documentary that's being done on this, and I'm even trying to get the environmental workers group to get involved. There's a documentary being done on this because this is a groundbreaking approach, the evidence-based, scientifically evidence-based approach to losing weight is groundbreaking. And also as comprehensive as it is here in the way we practice the solution here at the clinic, we have phenomenal results here. In 10 days, I have a doctor's patient here right now who, she's only 5 days in. She came up to me yesterday. She's British. She's like, Anita, I've lost an inch off of my waist. It is groundbreaking. So what I'm offering, because I want to get a good group in here, I want to get 10 people, which we've already got 3 signups, but I want to get 10 people here to go through the 10-day program. Now, this 10-day program that I provide is usually $5,400 to come to accommodations, lab testing is all included, everything's included, the supplements for 30 days, all the detox diet, the SIBO diet, the education, all the infrared sauna, the ozone therapy, the IVs, it's all included. You can see it on my website. But I'm actually offering this, so you have to sign, you know, releases so that, you know, we can do all the interviews and show you before and afters and everything. It's just 10 days. And then there will be a follow-up at 30 days. We'll reach out to you at home. But and so I'm offering this program for $3,600. So, and that's everything. That's accommodations, everything, for 10 days to do the weight loss program, the science of weight loss for the documentary. So that's a real big opportunity. That will
that
probably
is a big
never
opportunity.
Happen again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at all the therapies, I'm pulling a rabbit out of my hat, but that's how I've been doing it for 20 years.
What a great opportunity.
Pardon me?
It's such a great opportunity.
Yeah, yeah, it absolutely is. You know, and it sets the stage. It really locks you in. I've had people call it the 5-star human car wash, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, you come in feeling however you feel, you know, loaded down, with fatigue, et cetera, et cetera, and you leave literally with the consciousness of the cosmic 3-year-old. I call it. You know, life
yeah.
is enchanting again. When you're in solution mode and you find a solution and you see it actually working, finally. It's like a world of stress. This bowling ball just lifts off people's shoulders, and their whole consciousness and perspective shifts. There's hope again. There's, you know, joy again. You're not loaded down with this monkey on your back. You know that you don't want to be there. There's
and it's something.
I do
it's
want
like
to
you're
be on my back, but
you're doing it all at once. When you go do a program like that, and you do it all at once, and you see the big change. Then
yes.
it's much easier to then come home and continue to do it than doing it in little bits and pieces
exactly.
over time.
Because it is new information and a new approach
right.
for people. It you know it does. There's a learning curve, especially when you do it at home. There's a lot. It has to be your hobby, basically. I tell people it's your new hobby. You know, learning the mechanics of this, following the program, making time for the you know the mechanics of the program. But when you come here and we engage you and you get into the rhythm and you get into the flow, you know, the daily flow here.
I have to interrupt you just because we only have 10 seconds left and I want to make sure that I give your website again. It's biosanctuary.com. And thank you so much for being with us. You can go to her website and find out more about the book, find out more about the program. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dowd. Be well.